And we're joined now by Andrea Gerstein from the Allen Memorial Art Museum. Hello.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in as well. A lot of different exhibits you have going on right now. What are some of the featured ones that are there right now?
Well, we have some great things up, and I'd love it if your listeners could come out to see them. Probably our most sort of major show right now, the biggest show, is a show of an artist who actually turns 93 on Sunday. Her name is Judit Rigel. She was born in Hungary and actually escaped from behind the Iron Curtain alone in 1950, made her way to France, and has been creating paintings and drawings ever since in France. And we're really proud of this exhibition. We have a number of works on loan, both from the artist, but also from the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York, and from the Albright Knox in Buffalo, and even the Pompidou Center in Paris.
I was reading something that you said you like to have major exhibitions with living artists. Talk
yes.
about the reason behind that, or what... Why
yeah.
do you think that's special?
Well, that's actually something that the Allen was really known for decades ago, even. One of the directors here back in the 1950s, Charles Parkhurst, instituted a program in 1951 called Three Young Americans, and he made an effort with his staff to bring young contemporary American artists who had never been shown before to the public view in Oberlin. He really wanted to get contemporary art into Oberlin so that students and our local public, obviously from all of the surrounding area, could see what was happening in the contemporary art world. And that's something that really continued into the 70s and 80s. And even more recently, although we don't actually call it Three Young Americans anymore, we've really tried to bring contemporary artists into the museum. So even last fall, we had the artist Jim Dine come. He had his first solo museum show at the Allen in 1965. And so we had him come back on the 50th anniversary of that in 2015. But we think it's important that even though we have a collection which is encyclopedic, we have 14,000 works of art in the Allen from ancient Near East and ancient Egypt to Africa to medieval to today, we really want people to still know what's going on in the contemporary art world.
Do you search these people out? Do they come to you and say, hey,
yeah.
you know, I'd like an opportunity?
Right. It's a little bit of a mix. In this case, we knew about Judit Rigel's work from, in fact, an Oberlin alum who had introduced me to her work several years ago. And I was really intrigued and talked about it with our curator who curated the show, Denise Berkover. And Denise went to France and met with Judit Rigel and saw her working in her studio. And we were able to put the show together working with the artist herself.
You have a title called Body of Music. Yeah. Body of Music. Explain that.
Well, Judit Rigel actually loves to work listening to music, and she feels that she's very influenced and inspired mostly by classical music. And in fact, if you go into the show, we have a small video of her working in her studio. You can actually see her at work with music. But she titles a number of her works after the pieces of music she was listening to when she worked on them. So we have a whole series of drawings that she did like that. And there's a really big painting in the show, which is a really beautiful work that she was listening to Bach's Art of the Fugue when she was painting that. And we thought, too, that was particularly appropriate because of Oberlin's Conservatory of Music. And so when we did an opening event for the show, we had classical music being performed as well.
But you said she's 90? Is that
93 on Sunday.
93.
Yeah.
Has she been an artist all her life, or what was her trajectory to get her to this
Pretty
point?
Much. She started off very young in Hungary, very young in her teens and early 20s as an artist, and then she did go briefly study in Rome, but she's really just been kind of self-taught after that and producing since then, and she's gone through a number of different styles. She started off in surrealism, and we've got a great early work that's one on loan from Paris, and then we've got all of her other different series going on. So it's a really interesting show. And we have another really great show up too, and I wanted to tell you about that in particular. It's on our second floor, and it was curated by an Oberlin professor and a professor from Buffalo State University called A Picture of Health, Art and the Mechanisms of Healing. And this is, I think, a really unique show. It's the first show that I'm aware of or that the curators are aware of that really focuses on how art, whether making art or the artworks themselves, can promote or have been seen to promote healing in the human body. So we're going to have a public program with the two professors on Thursday, May 5, and they'll be talking about that. And that, too, enabled us to get some great loans from Case Western Reserve University, which is just down the road in Cleveland, from the Dittrich Medical Library there, which was, in fact, founded by our founder, Dudley Peter Allen. So we've got a number of really good shows on view right now.
And how long will they Beyond View, and then what's next?
Yeah. So, I'm really glad you asked that. So the Judith Rigel Show is only on View until May 29. We have that, we have to get the loans back to the people who've loaned the works to us. So that one closes on May 29, which is, however, you know, after Memorial Day and after Oberlin's commencement. The Picture of Health Show is going to be on View until July 3rd. And so there's a little bit longer for your listeners to come and to see that. And then throughout the summer, although we're changing out some exhibitions, the museum is always open every day except for Monday, and all of our permanent collection is on View. I mean, those galleries of the permanent collection. But in the space where we currently have the Judith Rigel Show, which closes May 29, over the summer we're going to change that out, and I'm really excited to share with your listeners that we're going to have two exhibitions next academic year by the artist Fred Wilson. And he's a well-known artist. He's from New York, and he's going to do two really different exhibitions for us. One in the King Sculpture Court, which is right when you walk into the museum. He's going to do an installation using works from our collection that he's reassembling or assembling in a new way. And then in the gallery that currently houses the Judith Rigel Show, he's going to do a show of his own contemporary works that have a lot to do with the issue of race. So I think it'll be really great for Oberlin students and for the surrounding community. And one other thing I wanted to let you know, I think the last time I was here speaking with you, one of the things I was telling you about was the cleaning and conservation of our sculpture court ceiling. And that was a huge project we had going on. It's all completed now. We worked with the conservators from the ICA Art Conservation Studio out of Cleveland to get the ceiling back to its historical look from 100 years ago. And it's in that space that one of the Fred Wilson shows is going to be going on.
Are you happy with how it turned out?
I am so thrilled, and I hope you'll come in to see it. You know, the building was built. One of the things that we're really working towards at the museum is working towards our centennial. The museum will turn 100 next year in 2017, and so one thing that was very important to me was to get the ceiling cleaned and the clerestory, which is the upper walls, before the museum's centennial, so that we would really be, you know, valuing this historic building that we have by architect Cass Gilbert, who did the Woolworth Building in New York and the Supreme Court in Washington, D.C. It's a very important building. And so we got that done. I think it looks terrific. And now to be able to have in there this exhibition by Fred Wilson leading up to the centennial, it really just kind of pulls everything together for us.
You mentioned when you do an exhibition, and you talked about when you were done, you have to return these works to the people mm-hmm. who have them. When you're putting an exhibition together, are you going to all sorts of different sources to find where these pieces are and then saying, we'd like to show this, will you let us have this? I mean, is that how you kind of come up with a collection?
In some cases, we do. I mean, for this show, the Judith Rigel Show, it is a loan show, so we certainly did that for that show. Other shows that we do at the museum, sometimes they're all our own works, but sometimes it's sort of part and part. So it'll be inspired by something in our collection, or we know that we've got a great theme that we can put together with works from our collection, but then we'll borrow strategic works too to fill that in. So we had a show, for example, last fall, which was about clothing as a material in contemporary art, and there was a lot of works in that from our collection, but we did borrow one work from the Cleveland Museum of Art for that as well as some works from private donors. So it's really a thought process that the curators go through in trying to put together the best show possible.
You have something else in progress now that wraps up in June called Psychosomatic.
Yes.
What's that about?
Really glad you asked about that. That is a terrific show that our relatively new, although not so new anymore, curator of Asian art has put together with works from our collection. We were really thrilled to be able to hire Kevin Greenwood as our curator just a short time ago. And the museum had actually been without a curator of Asian art for 11 years. And we were able to put together grant money and private donor money to get the position back. And he has worked, even though his own particular expertise is in Chinese Buddhist painting, he has a very broad range of interests. And so he did a great show for us of our Japanese print collection. And this show, he's really, stretched himself and worked with our contemporary art collection. We have a great collection of contemporary Asian art. And that's what he has drawn from for this show. And it's really about how in Asian art, in contemporary Asian art in particular, you can see a lot of connections between the mind and the body. And that's been great for us. One of the things that we've done in recent years at the museum is to have a theme. And our theme this current academic year is the body, hence the fact that Kevin worked on Psychosomatic, on works of art relating to the body, and the show that I mentioned upstairs about art and healing, of course, relates to the body. And then, in fact, Judith Rigel's show, Body of Music, she is very gestural and very active, even though, as I said, she's in her early 90s, and how she produces art, and that comes through in the video and the show. But it has a lot to do with the human body. Next year, our theme is going to be time. And so, again, the two exhibitions that we're working on with Fred Wilson both relate to the theme of time. And then some of our other curators are putting on shows next year also that relate to time. We're going to have a show of work, predominantly works on paper, in our second floor by our curator, Andalee Banta, that's all about time as a concept or as a theme in art.
And you kind of just sort of put it out there. I don't think you make it so too obvious for people, but they come in to see one particular exhibit, and then they kind of transfer to another one,
yes.
And they kind of, there's sort of the theme that develops while they're in that museum.
While they're in the museum, yeah. And it's nothing, you know, it's nothing I don't think that's really going to hit someone over the head. I mean, you might not, you know it if you don't know it, and that's great. But it's really kind of helped us to tie things together internally, and also working with Oberlin students and faculty on some different themes that are applicable in teaching at the college.
Right. You need at least something sort of that everybody can kind of focus on,
yeah,
to make it work together.
Exactly.
Art's endless. There's so many things you could probably put out there.
That is so true. And so, yeah, so next year we actually chose the theme of time. Again, thinking about this idea that we're approaching the centennial. And then in the centennial year, which is 2017-18, the theme is really just the museum, and we're going to be focusing on the history of the Allen.
Well, we hope people can come out and see at the Allen Memorial Art Museum. Hours for the museum?
Yeah, or? We're open every day except Monday, and from Tuesday to Saturday it's 10 to 5, and from on Sunday it's 1 to 5. And one thing I absolutely want to say is that we're free and open to the public. You don't have to pay anything to come into the museum, anything for our exhibitions. You can just, you know, dip in, even if you just have 15, 20 minutes, you can just come in and enjoy some art and leave. Of course, stay longer if you want to, but we've always, since 1917, been free to the public.
Right. And be sure to look up, right, when
exactly.
you come in to see the ceiling. Probably looks
Thank
like
you.
There's more light up there, but
it does.
Just,
it's much brighter.
It's the way it is. Well, that's with 100 years of cleaning, it'll come to life if you come in to see it. Again, our guest today, Andrea Durstein with the Allen Memorial Art Museum. Thank you for sharing all that you do and the passion for it.
Thank you so much.